This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at michaeljfox.org.
This is Dave Iverson. Cinemet has long been the gold standard drug in the treatment of Parkinson's. It combines two ingredients, levodopa and carbidopa, that the brain synthesizes into what goes missing in Parkinson's, dopamine. Cinemet doesn't cure or slow down disease progression, but it can be very effective in treating Parkinson's symptoms. But the relief it provides is often hampered by what's known as the on-off cycle and significant side effects. As Fox Foundation CEO Dr. Todd Scherer describes, it's a phenomenon any Parkinson's patient comes to know.
What's actually happening in this case is when you take Cinemet, just like taking any medication, there's a period of time when the levels of the levodopa are increasing in your blood, getting into your brain, and allowing your brain to make dopamine. But then over time, those levels will decrease as your body metabolizes the medications. What results for the patient then is the periods of on-off. There's a period of time following taking Cinemet where the drug has resulted in the body's ability to have a better handle on the motor control and a relieving of the symptoms. But over time, before the next dose, those levels of the drug will decrease, resulting more of an off period.
Figuring out a solution to the on-off cycle would help Parkinson's patients in two significant ways. First, it would provide more consistent symptom relief. Right now, to get that relief, patients often wind up on higher doses of the drug.
When you have the peaks and valleys of delivery with taking the Cinemet, what you really wind up doing is overshooting that dose so that you can hit the optimal dose. So you have a period of time where you're actually getting more of the treatment than you probably need.
And that higher dosage leads to the second problem, a side effect known as dyskinesia, the involuntary movements often associated with long-term Cinemet use.
The idea is if you had more of a consistent level at the therapeutic dose, you would not only limit the on-off, but also over time could limit the dyskinesias.
One early attempt to solve the on-off problem and provide more consistent dosage was the development of a levodopa skin patch, but that effort has proved problematic.
Developing a skin patch for levodopa has proven to be incredibly difficult because of the biochemical properties of levodopa and also because of the doses of the drug needed. In order to get enough dose in one patch, you would need a very large patch for the patient to wear over the course of a day to get a day's worth of supply.
An alternative skin patch that delivers just carbidopa, the other ingredient in Cinemet besides levodopa, is now in development. But Dr. Scherer says there are actually several other prospects for solving the on-off dilemma.
So a lot of other types of approaches have been looked at to try to really extend the delivery of levodopa to more try to even out those peaks and valleys. And one is an approach that is also an oral medication that is really just an extended release capsule formulation to allow more of a slow release of that medication once swallowed. So really the idea again is to try to broaden the peak and allow less time between each peak while you take different medications.
Scherer notes that the extended release capsule may be up for FDA approval as soon as later this year, and that another slower absorption pill is also in development. A third approach to evening out the on-off cycle is the development of an inhaled form of Cinemet.
One of the interesting aspects of this type of approach is that because you're bypassing that digestive metabolism, it's hypothesized that through an inhaled form, you may be able to get a more immediate response to the levodopa. So that is one of the goals of this project, which would be to really shorten the time frame from ingestion to therapeutic benefit using this inhalation approach.
Though finding a cure for Parkinson's remains the ultimate research goal, Dr. Scherer believes the foundation can play a key role in supporting efforts to solve everyday problems like the on-off cycle, and in so doing, make a real difference in the lives of Parkinson's patients today.
There has been significant progress over the last, I would say, 3 to 5 years, where there were very clear projects moving to the clinic and through the clinical stages of testing, where foundation support can have a dramatic effect on accelerating the outcomes and development of those therapies.
For more information on these developments and to learn how you can participate in Parkinson's disease research, visit MichaelJFox.org. I'm Dave Iverson.
This is Michael J. Fox. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Learn more about the Michael J. Fox Foundation's work and how you can help speed a cure at MichaelJFox.org.